Depending on what side of the political aisle you fall on, you may either consider a budget a statement of priorities or one of reality. But for a coalition of clergy in Jacksonville, the document is a profoundly moral one. In Heming Park Tuesday, in front of Republican Senator Marco Rubio's Hogan Street office, Pastor Lee Harris of the Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church compared the GOP-led tax plan to some of the worst moral failings in U.S. history.
At best, this plan is a reincarnation of the trickle-down economics, which never worked. During the Reagan-Bush era, it never worked. At worst, it is a kind of neo-slavery and works at the ethnic cleansing of people of color. Either way, it is something that people of color cannot afford.
Harris and his cohorts justified their claims using the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office's analysis of the tax plan. The CBO found the combination of tax cuts and repeal of the Affordable Care Act's insurance penalties would not only increase the deficit by more than $1 trillion, it would also hurt the country's middle and lower income populations while benefiting the wealthy. Florida's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson has already expressed his opposition to the plan. The full Senate is likely to vote on the bill later this week. Calls to Senator Rubio's office were not returned before airtime. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.